All right, just give me 1 minute, Chairman. I think we're all be ready to go.
No problem. You
let me. Peter's on now. Steve's on. I think I got Artie. There's Roy. Woo! Hey, guys. All right. And we have my backup with me today. Ms. Courtney will be with us at our meetings now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. We got backup, which is good. Yeah. It was an accident 287 all the way here. I almost freaked out. I was like, oh, Courtney. Yeah. Kind of worked. All right, cool. All right, Chairman. Let's rock and roll.
Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tilley is out. Mr. Patel? Mr. Reggio? Right here.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Marano, Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will we all please stand, salute the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag.
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, there are two changes to the agenda. The application 101 Lakeview Rear at 100 Lakeview Avenue is adjourned until December 8th with no further notice by the applicant. The barber application, 3 Jenny Place, will be adjourned until December 8th. They must notice the neighbors on the 200-foot list. Those are all the changes that I have.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Let's go to number 6.
Number 5.
I have number 5 as a discussion. Okay. Number 5 is a discussion. This extension of time for the application 20-ZB-38/39V. Mr. Keneally?
Yeah, ordinarily on a matter like this, if they are diligently pursuing all of the approvals that are necessary and that they're being held up by some other governmental entity, whether it's the county or the state, as long as they're diligently following everything, then it's ordinary to give them an extension as requested.
And the extension is what term, what length?
1 year, okay. Which is also typical.
Should I open it to the board or make a motion?
If anybody has any comments on the board, that's fine. It does not need to be open to the public.
Any members of the board have any questions or comments about this particular extension? Hearing none, I'm gonna open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions about this extension of this application? Hearing none. Laura?
No one raised their hand, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to extend this by the 1 year that was asked.
Steve Weissman, I'll second it.
Thank you, Steve.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? I thought maybe he was on. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yeah.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes. Okay, let's move on to item number 6, 22-ZB-65V and Melosia.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
There's two of us.
Are you? Yeah, both of you, please. Are you? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, put your hands down one at a time. Give us your name and address, please.
Ann Melosia, 88 North Randolphville Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Sir?
Frank Melosia, 88 North Randolphville Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
We're currently trying to sell our house, and to my understanding, there's some issues with the square lot area, square footage, and the front yard setback, side yard setback, lot front footage.
And the size of the garage.
And the size of the garage.
Have you had a chance to see Mr. Hinterstein's report of November 1st?
Yes.
Okay, can you comply with that?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to remove that second kitchen?
Yes.
And there would be an inspection after you notify the township, there would be an inspection to make sure that it's removed?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, that's all that I have for this applicant.
Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to ask if anyone in the public has any questions or comments about this application.
Chairman, I would like to know for the public, since it is a webinar now, on the bottom of your screen, you could raise your hand. If you have comment or question, click that button, the hand will raise, and I'll be able to see that you have a question or a comment going forward. And there's no one for this application, Chairman.
That being said, yeah, I'm going to close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application with the stipulation that they abide by the site impact.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I second it.
Thank you,
Artie. It was Artie.
Yep, thank you.
Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Have a good night, guys. Good luck. Let's move on to item number 7, which is 22-ZB-88V, new singular wireless.
Hey, hi, it's Judy Fairweather. I don't know if you can see me.
Okay,
that's good. I am here to say that along with your planner, Mr. Chadwick, and I as the attorney for AT&T, the changes made to this are de minimis. They are not substantial changes, and we comply with the federal law.
And Mr. Chairman, they have supplied the radio frequency compliance report and the structural analysis that the pole or the building can support the structure.
Excellent. Any members of the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this particular application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second it.
Who seconded it?
Party. Hey, Daka.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 8, which is 22-ZB-89V, new singular wireless.
Hello again. Along with Mr. Chadwick, your planner, and myself, the proposed changes to this are not substantial changes and comply with the federal law.
On this application, they have submitted the
report
and the structural analysis.
Okay.
Mr. Chadwick, hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine. This one, you didn't put a statement of why you were doing it. So you had everything, what was going to be done. It's being done to upgrade the service, simple as that?
Yes, sir, just like the previous one.
Okay.
Any other members have any questions? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application? Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I would make a motion to approve this application as well.
I'll second a second.
Can you get a second?
I'm taking Rodney on that one for changing it up.
Yeah, everyone participate.
Yeah, we'll get everybody's name. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Thank you all. Have a nice rest of your evening. Hope it goes quick.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on to item number 9, 22-ZB-77V, Safila Fazula.
Yes,
is the applicant present?
Yes, I am.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You're cutting out there, Jim. Thank you, sir.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
This is Safiola Faizullah, 2 Carpenter Road, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I'm just putting a deck in the back, and that will reduce the remaining backyard to 18 feet and a fraction, and I think the required is 25 feet.
John, did you have any issues with Henry's site report?
Yes, I saw his note. I think he's basically agreeing to grant this leave, I think. That's what I'm reading it.
Yeah, Mr. Hinterstein has no problems with this application.
Okay. Any members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application? Laura, you're muted.
No one, Chairman.
There you go. Okay. hearing now, I'm going to close the public and make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second it.
There we go.
That was my second. Okay.
Yep, that was Steve Weissman.
Good. Call roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Faizullah, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be there for it. We'll mail that document to you.
Thank you, sir. Can I start? When can I start the work?
You'll have to contact the code office.
After you receive your resolution, then you can get your permit. So just hold tight till I send it to you.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
Have
thank
a good night,
you,
sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to scoot all the way down to item number 12, 22-ZB-86V. Kevin Wilson.
Is Mr. Yes. Wilson present?
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
707 Sunbright Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey.
And you're Kevin Wilson?
Yes.
Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here, please?
Mr. Chairman, before you start, Mr. Wilson, there's a report from Mr. Hinterstein, which I discussed with him, and he has some serious issues with respect to the coverage. My suggestion is that you adjourn or table this matter for this evening, meet with Mr. Hinterstein, and see if there's a resolution. Because at this point, his report translates into a recommendation for a denial. And I don't think that's where you want to be.
No.
So if you...
I agree.
I would like to table this, have the opportunity to meet with Mr. Hinterstein. And I don't know, Laura, when you can get him back on, if it's next...
The next meeting in December. December 8th is the next meeting.
Is that okay, Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, but can I say something about the, it's showing, he said I have a wood deck in the backyard, but it's not a deck, it's pavers in the back, but there is a patio cover, but it's not a deck.
I think you need to discuss it with him.
Okay.
And I think it would make a lot more sense. We could talk about this quite a while tonight, but his report is clear that he's not recommending the board to approve it.
Okay.
I'm repeating myself now.
That's okay.
We're agreeing to table it, and we'll do that.
Henry's off until Monday, so give the office a call on Monday or send me an email, and we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody here on the Wilson?
This is Joanna Drennan, and I came here as the public to speak in behalf of Mr. Wilson. Hiya. But if you want to switch it to December and he approves that, well, then that's fine with me as well. I will be back.
Thank you, Joanna.
Joanna, we'll see you in December.
Hi, Mr. Chadwick.
How are you?
Good. I came in with the big guns.
Let's catch up another time. Okay.
Okay.
You said December 8th on that, correct?
It's going to be December 8th with no further notice by the applicant.
Perfect.
So anybody here on the Wilson matter, it's being adjourned to December 8th. Yes,
okay.
Do I have to redo the notices?
No, sir. I just made an announcement so that you do not have to redo the notices.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you in a month, sir.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Let's move on to item number 1322-ZB-61V. Chesna Bakshi. You're muted, ma'am.
I'm here.
Oh, you are. Good, good, good. I saw you raise your hand.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Correct. Truth.
Your name and address, please.
Chetna Bakshi, 9 Underwood Street, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. And could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I would like to install 5 feet metal fence within the front yard setback and retain the existing shade. So I would like to install shade as well.
Chadwick?
If I could interject on this one, I discussed it with Henry. The fence is shown right on the right-of-way in the front. Would you be willing to move it back 5 feet so you could get some landscaping between the fence and the front of the property?
Sure. Currently, the way I have it, and I would like to do it, is exactly perpendicular or next to my neighbor who has it right there. So it's going to be in his way. So it's going to be exactly the same measurement.
Okay. But you're willing to set it back 5 feet.
Push it back 5 feet. That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. No other issues with the site impact on that?
No.
No, that's it.
5 feet. Perfect. Any other members of the board have any questions about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to move it over to the public portion. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application? Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, we're going to close the public portion, and I would make a motion to approve this application with the changes that the applicant agreed to.
I'll second it.
Okay. Clerk, please hold the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. You don't need to be at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Good luck, ma'am. Let's move on to item number 14, which is discussion and adoption of the 2023 Zoning Board calendar. Everyone got a copy of the in their packet?
Yes.
Anyone have any issues, conflicts, or glaring problems?
No.
Okay, I'd make a motion to approve the calendar for 2023. Can all in favor say aye?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, let's move on to item number 15, which is adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of October 27th, 2022.
First resolution is Lily Pham. This application was approved. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery? Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Second resolution is Mark and Danielle Sakitas. This application was approved. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Mr. Cahill, Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Third is Lori Sempervive. This was an application which you voted to grant. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Camber Pharmaceuticals. This was an application for signs which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Last is Scholes Electric and Communications Solar Array. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hiduka?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions for this evening.
Okay. Item number 16, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of October 27, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Item number 17 is adjournment. I make a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Once again, guys, thanks for coming out and participating and helping us out. And everyone have a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
You too.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good night. Thank you, Mr. Chadwick, for pitching in tonight, sir.
Yeah.
You pinch hit. It was good. Good time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.